Order our Health Recreation Events Committee. Next item is approval of minutes from the February 6th meeting.
To approve.
Okay, all in favor? Aye. Motion passes. Item three is public comment. If we have anybody here that wants to address the committee, give your name and address, and you have 2.5 minutes.
Morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm Jacqueline Gore. I live at 308 Sixth Avenue. That's in the Remnants Point. We are now trying to call it Scanlonville area. I want to speak in behalf of all the community centers that are located in Remnants Point, Old Village, and the Green Hill area. We appreciate everything that the town does for these community centers, but I believe we can do more. You have to take care of what you already have. I understand growth that needs to be done, but let's maintain what we already have. I don't know whether you already know, I worked for the town 6 years ago, went to Charleston County after school. I left there and now I am still at Aiden Community Center. The growth that has come as far as kids and the parents, I used to average about 5 kids a day. Now I'm averaging 16 kids. That includes middle schoolers. The bus automatically drops them off at the community center. I'm asking that you take a look at what monies you allocate for these community centers. There are still projects that really need to be done there. And I thank you for your time.
Good morning, Will Haney, 316 Maui Court. First thing I want to say to the committee is that the bond documents have been signed, and I understand, the bonds are done, and I understand the pricing was good, the interest rate was good, and I want to commend Marcy for all of her help on this.
Here, there you are.
On that side. So those are done, and the money will be arriving when?
It is in the bank, sir.
The money's in the bank. That's the second good thing I wanted to tell you. So that's great. And the other thing, I just want to speak to the agenda item about the lease and property for an art center. I just encourage the committee, the whole council looked at this in executive session. Was it our January or February meeting on the site, that is confidential? But it's got the parking, it's got the size, and it's a great place to nurture the arts. It's not a performing arts center. If we were going to do something of that nature, we'd be building it ourselves. And I just encourage y'all to take a good look at that again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Perry Rourke, 2004 Brick Hill Parkway. Part of your agenda today is going to be looking at some spaces for possible use for community arts. There is one facility I know is being proposed that would actually kind of encompass everything. It would give you some great space to be able to have kind of classroom workspaces for arts, and it also would have enough space to actually be able to have performing arts performances, and the facility would be big enough for performances. So I know y'all received that information. Just hope that is taken into some consideration today, and hope it's a viable option to look at. So thank you very much.
Any further comment? Okay, we'll move on. Next is review of options for a Town of Mount Pleasant Community Arts facility.
What's that?
I was giving you control. I started to flip the slide.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of committee. It's good to be with you. As you know from the agenda item and from comments already received, we would like some additional clarification when it comes to a community arts center. We have several options. I figured it was best maybe to start there to run the gamut on what's available to you and then narrow it in. But we have, in essence, three options to consider. The first is to lease some existing space. Many of you have seen some locations that are available to you. That provides us a lower initial investment But there will be renovation costs associated with that option. Second option is new construction, which can vary greatly throughout town. You know that. But a new construction type facility could run anywhere from $15 to $50 million. Acquiring land is expensive, just over $500,000 further out, further north you go in the community, to $1 million here in the heart of the community. We also have possibilities with property already owned by the town. Faison Road is an option. Final option is Rifle Range Road, and whatever you'd like, whatever services provided could be woven into that facility at that location. So those are our options to consider. If there's discussion, Madam Chair, that would be great. If there is not, I'd ask to move into executive session to discuss some particulars.
Yeah. Any comments from committee or motion?
I'll make a motion to go into executive session, as mentioned by the administrator. Second.
Okay. The committee may take action on any item, including any subsection of any section listed on an executive session agenda or discussed in an executive session during a properly noticed meeting. So all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
We'll go into executive session.
Cool.
No votes were taken, so we can move on to our next item, which is program and projects update.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. So we had a great weekend in the last week. We've been busy. We had a lot going on the last few weekends. Just 3 weeks ago, we were really involved in the polar plunge out of Isle of Palms. That was a lot of fun. Then 2 weeks ago, we just did the Sweetgrass Half Marathon. It was our third annual Sweetgrass Half Marathon. Great event. I mean, had a smaller turnout than we would hope for, but still improved over last year. You know, the first year we did it, we had about 500 runners. That was very, very popular because it was the only game in town, and it was coming out of COVID. Last year we only had 100, but this year we had 141. So you could say a 41% increase over last year, but still a relatively small turnout, but very well run event. It ended up, you know, the weather held out for us, and people had a lot of fun. We got a lot of good compliments on how it was put together. So. And then this past weekend, we had the Jim Reichman tournament. The Jim Reichman tournament was going on over at the gym. Had nine teams competing, some people from different areas coming here, and that was our 28th annual tournament. So we really do hope to be able to get some more people in there. It seems like some of the older folks are not signing up. And, you know, some of the teams that had played in the past, they've kind of put their shoes away and retired, some of them. But we're trying to do what we can to bring people in on the younger ages to keep that tournament going. In our reports, the youth sports, you can see the youth sports got flag football and baseball and soccer. All of our spring sports are going on there. The rentals are going strong as they always have been. And our swimming lessons have started to increase, and membership at the senior center does continue to tick upward. So that's a good thing. We really took a hit during COVID where went down to about 700 members, and now we're back up to about 1,500, a little bit over 1,500, which is nice. A couple things that I wanted to let you know, some upcoming events. The Art Fest is going to be this weekend over at Town Center. They're going to be painting the Sweetgrass Basket stands later on this month, and of course the Cooper River Bridge Run. I always list that. It's not an MPRD event, but it certainly is a town event, and we're fully engaged in it, so excited about that on April 1st. A couple other things I wanted to let you know about are some projects and some progress on some projects that have been going on. So here was we had our Park West track resurfacing. It turned out very, very nice. There's still some real touch-up areas that we need to take care of. Some stuff on the long jump boards, the long jump runways. But you can see it looks very pretty. It was a desperately needed project. That track had served this town very, very well over many, many years. It just needed to be resurfaced, and that wrapped up last week. It's open to the public now.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I know it's difficult to keep people off of that track with cleats and stuff. I tell you, I used to run them off all the time when I was practicing out there. But is there anything we can do to help so that we don't have to resurface it constantly? I mean, I don't know what else we can do. I mean, we got signs up saying don't do it, but I hate to see people walking across our track, you know, with cleats and stuff.
Well, there's really not too much else we can do. We do try to, you know,
staff it and, when we have a function going on. I would say that that is less of a concern as far as the just the people going across. It's the people that go out there and are riding bikes on it or pulling. I've seen people drag a tire for training, you know, across the track. I've seen them do all those sort of things. And sometimes they might be used to a asphalt track or something like that, where maybe it doesn't matter, you know, and something like that. But it does on these on these areas. But it really did, you know, that track, we got a full life out of it. And I don't feel like its life was really shortened because of that kind of stuff. I think we got a full life out of it, and we expect the same with this one.
I remember. Harry Holman was the mayor. You know, so it was a long time ago.
Right. It served us very well. Just, you know, eventually things have to be upgraded. And so, I mean, we expect we'll be doing this again in 10, 12 years or more. So, but it was a very nice track and looks beautiful, and the public's going to enjoy it. I know that for sure.
Thank you, Andy, for you and your staff as well for all the work you guys have done.
That's what I was going to get to right now, is some of the projects that Public Services has taken the lead on for us. Specifically on a bunch of our diamonds, on a bunch of our baseball and softball fields. So this is Park West Field 1. Just completed the renovation over there. We graded out the whole area, resodded areas, fixed the pitching mounds and batter's boxes, and really helped remove a large lip that had developed over the years between the infield and outfield over there. It looks beautiful. Ready to put that to use. The Joe Garch baseball fields, another area where it really looks terrific out there. It looks like a carpet. It's so pretty when you go out there. The grass is beautiful, nice, smooth infield now, and put in rubber inserts in the batter box area to help prevent those areas from getting dug out too deep. A lot of nice improvements over there. New irrigation, just an upgrade of that facility. And then over at the Jimmy Signius fields. So that used to be clay all the way over to the dugouts. And we've inserted grass between the infield and the dugouts. What was happening there was, that's not really a usable area for the grass. But the grass serves a function there, because when it rained, all the clay was washing into the dugouts. So this provides a buffer of separation between the clay infield and the dugouts. And it looks beautiful, too. It turned out really nice. Had some exceptionally good growing weather over the last few weeks. There we go. Those are those facilities. I had some pictures I wanted to share with you. Then just let you know that we did, as you're aware, Hill Construction won the award for Waterfront Park. So we're moving forward with the Waterfront Park project. And we are still in the review process for design companies for the Rifle Range Road project. So those submissions were turned in at the beginning of about the first week of February. We've had a panel that's been reviewing them and scoring each one of them, and we'll be getting together to shorten that list and be able to put together a list of companies that come back for a presentation to make a final recommendation.
With Madam Chair, with the Waterfront Park, so you said Hill was awarded the contract. Are they the construction manager at risk, or is that a...
That is not a scheduled manager at risk project. That is okay. That's not a CMR.
Okay, when are they scheduled to break ground?
They'll be starting shortly after the blessing of the fleet, actually.
Which is?
That's April May? 28th, whatever, the last weekend, the last Sunday in April.
Okay. All right, perfect. Okay.
You're good?
Okay. Thank you. We'll adjourn then.
All right. Thank you.